As New Westminster awakened after the storm that brought the city to a standstill last night, there was bad news for children who'd been hoping for a snow day. School District 40 is in session. All New Westminster schools will be open today, with thanks to our facilities team who have worked hard to clear and prepare sites, the New Westminster School District tweeted early this morning, Wednesday, November 30. Please be very careful as you drive or walk today, as streets and sidewalks in New West may be slippery. Last night turned into a snarl of traffic throughout the lower mainland, often from drivers getting stuck on hills. Traffic was bogged down, and for long stretches stopped completely, on all bridges accessing New Westminster. The Patullo, Queensboro and Alex Fraser all stopped moving during the storm. At points throughout the evening and late into the night, Google Maps was nearly entirely red, meaning traffic was going nowhere, or almost nowhere. The city of New Westminster wound up opening the Queens Park Arena lobby as a warming center, inviting people in to get warm, charge their phones, use the washroom and take refuge from the roads. Social media saw reports of Good Samaritans helping their neighbors, with residents heading out to help push cars up hills and offering snacks and drinks to those stuck in traffic. Mayor Patrick Johnston reported on Twitter Wednesday morning that the warming center had remained open until 2:30 a.m. until the road situation cleared enough for drivers to head home. Fire and police crews were busy all night. Thankfully, no serious incidents, but much help provided to support ambulance, towing, and plow crews navigating the situation, Johnston tweeted. Also appreciative of support from emergency crews from our neighboring communities, and we were able to support Delta in providing support on Anasis Island as they were dealing the extended closures of the Alex Fraser. The region works together at times like this. No major accidents were reported, but the New Westminster Police Department reported an extremely busy night. Last night was a very busy night for officers. Officers were working with tow trucks and city crews in an effort to aid commuters looking to get home, Sergeant Justine Tom said. Environment Canada has ended its snowfall warning for Metro Vancouver, but drivers are cautioned to continue to take care on the roads this morning. More snow is in the forecast for later this week, with scattered flurries expected on Friday, but nothing like yesterday's storm. Watch for continued slippery travel, however, as warming and refreezing is expected. A few reminders for those coping with the snow today. Snow and ice removal. Whose responsibility is it to clear sidewalks? Property owners and occupants in New Westminster are reminded that city bylaws require snow and ice to be removed from sidewalks abutting their property by no later than 10 a.m. of the day following a snowfall event. When clearing sidewalks, sidewalks should be clear of snow and ice the full length and width and down to bare concrete to ensure accessibility for all citizens. Do not shovel onto the street. Do not use table salt, rock salt, or any sodium-based product as it will damage the surface of the sidewalk. Suitable de-icing products are available for purchase at local retailers. Taking transit. Prepare for delays throughout Metro Vancouver. TransLink renewed its winter weather alert at 5:27 a.m. this morning, noting snowy conditions may still cause delays throughout the bus and SkyTrain system. A TransLink news release warned of bus delays in New Westminster, Surrey, South Vancouver and Richmond, Indiana particular. Several early morning delays are already being reported for routes impacting New Westminster, including the 106 bus between New Westminster Station and Edmonds Station, the 101 from 22nd Street Station to Loheed Station, and the 104 between Anasis Island and 22nd Street Station. You can search for your transit route of choice at the TransLink Alert site. We continue to salt and sand bus loops and SkyTrain stations, but please use caution in these areas. There may be extra crowding on some bus routes and SkyTrain platforms today, TransLink said in a public alert. Transit riders are encouraged to dress for the elements and use proper footwear to avoid slips and falls. Road clearing. How does New Westminster decide which streets to clear? The City of New Westminster notes that roads are cleared of snow in a priority sequence. Primary snow routes include major transportation routes, transit routes, hospital and school zones, as well as city facilities. Secondary priority routes will be addressed once the first priority routes are under control. Lanes will only be cleared in response to a medical emergency or other special circumstance. New Westminster schools. What if there's a snow day? Yes, as we mentioned above, there is, in fact, school on Wednesday, November 30 for School District 40 students. But those who feel their student cannot get to school safely this morning are welcome to keep them at home. Student safety is our top priority, and we ask that if a parent, caregiver feels their child cannot travel safely to or from school, then they should make alternate arrangements for the day. Student absences due to unsafe travel during inclement weather conditions will of course be excused, Superintendent Kareem Hatchlaff said in a letter to parents earlier this season talking about South Dakota 40 procedures for snow days. Hatchlaff said the district does its best to keep schools open in winter weather whenever possible. Families are reminded that in the rare instances where a school closure is needed, the district will try to announce the decision by 6:30 a.m. or shortly afterwards. Parents and guardians can check in on the situation in a number of ways, via emails sent to parents and caregivers who are part of the school messenger system, via notices posted on the school district website, through South Dakota 40 social media channels, via Facebook or Twitter, or through school closure announcements on multiple local radio and TV stations, including on CKNW, AM 980, CBC, AM 690, FM 88.1, News 1130 City News, AM 1130, Global TV, Fairchild and BCC TV. What's the latest on New Westminster's snow situation? Watch for updates. The Record will stay on top of the snow situation throughout the week. We'll continue to update current information here as appropriate. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliamcclellan.email, Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.